I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. An international team of AIDS researchers announced a major breakthrough recently. They say they've identified when and where a strain of HIV first arrived in the United States before it spread throughout the world. Dr. Mike Warby is an ecologist and an evolutionary biologist. He led the detective work, and last month it appeared in the online publication of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. He's with me now. Dr. Warby, welcome.
Thanks, Farai.
So you've traced the original strain of HIV, known as HIV-1, back to the beginning. Walk us through the path of the disease.
Sure. And I should point out here that this paper has to do with one of the HIV-1 strains called subtype B, and that's the most common form in the U.S. and many countries around the world. I've been tracking down the origins of HIV for quite a few years, and that work has taken me to Central Africa. I've sampled chimpanzee populations, and what we think from the family trees that we make from the gene sequences of these things is that HIV is actually many viruses. It's crossed over on multiple occasions from these wild primate reservoirs, and just one of those crossovers has turned into the pandemic. It's called the main group of HIV-1, and it's swept around the world. And of the different subtypes of the main group, this subtype B has been one of historical interest because it was the first one identified, and it's of interest for the U.S. because it's the main form here.
So the biggest news here is that you found the disease goes back as far as 1966. It entered the U.S. around 1969. But the Centers for Disease Control first pointed to cases of AIDS in America in the 1980s. Can you explain those timelines?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that is the most interesting aspect here, that because the viruses mutate at a relatively constant rate, you can actually calibrate what we call a molecular clock. And when we did that, we find that the U.S. epidemic, basically all of it traces back to what looks like a single migration event of the virus somewhere around 1969, plus or minus a couple of years, which, as you say, means that there was probably something like 12 years between when it entered and when those first clusters of AIDS cases were noticed. And in some ways, it's surprising. In other ways, it's not, because of the biology of the virus. This is a virus that takes an average of 8 to 10 years to make people sick with AIDS. And in retrospect, maybe it's not that surprising that it took that long to see these clusters.
Do you have any sense of how the disease initially developed in Central Africa and how it emerged in Haiti? What was the mechanism of first transmission to humans?
So there's a lot of evidence that the virus was circulating in Central Africa for many, many years before it emerged elsewhere around the world. And that evidence comes in part from the fact that there are related viruses in apes and monkeys. And we know that bushmeat is something that's consumed in various parts of Central Africa. Even today, when I go to the Congo, you can sometimes see chimpanzee meat sold in the markets. And that means there are opportunities where people are coming into contact with blood of animals that potentially carry these viruses. And so that's the most likely transmission mechanism, just hunting. And that is not an uncommon way for humans to acquire pathogens. HIV is certainly not unique in that way. And in terms of this emergence out of Africa that we're dating to somewhere around 1966, part of it is just chance. The virus has actually migrated out of Central Africa on many different occasions, and different forms dominate in Southern Africa, India, Thailand. But this one may have been able to move as a consequence of independence in the Congo. There were several teachers from Haiti that went on contract to work in the Congo to help out at a time when there were very few people with professional credentials, and so that's one possibility. But we haven't. That's basically speculation. That's not something that we've nailed down in this paper.
Well, Dr. Warby, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Dr. Mike Warby is an assistant professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Arizona. He wrote the paper, The Emergence of HIV/AIDS in the Americas and Beyond.